Happy fucking Weeds Day. It's your girl Jessie Mae. This is the Sharp Tongue Podcast Weeds Day special. We're going to start doing these every Wednesday. If you want video for the podcast, exclusive content, and Q&As and fun shit, join my club on Patreon. It's patreon.com/JessieMaePaluso. To get all this exclusive content, join whichever club you prefer. We've got the Cannabis Christ crew. We've got Holla for $2. We got High Fivers. We have a whole bunch of different tiers and clubs you can join. You get free exclusive shit with every tier. And you get to become a part of my crazy club. Thank you for being here. Thank you for subscribing. Please share the podcast. If you're enjoying it, leave us a little review and a rate. That helps the show. It helps us know what you guys are digging, how you're digging it, how you're loving it. I don't even know what day it is. I've lost count of the days. I don't know that I really care. I'm just kind of going with the flow. I'm kind of going with the flow here. Taking this quarantine time to slow the fuck down. But it's kind of hard, right? Because we got to make our money. We got to earn a living. We've got to persevere. So I have to remember to keep showing my ass for you guys and you gals. It's for everybody. I'm an equal opportunity ass fender. And by the way, those ass photos that I take are on Instagram. It is to raise awareness for Alzheimer's. There's a campaign that I've started called #ass4andalz, A-L-Z. #ass4alz. So if you click on that, you can get some information about Alzheimer's. Learn where to donate. See a couple fun pictures and videos and just a little bit of a community and an attempt to raise awareness to a fucking brutal disease. And if you're out there and you're dealing with it, it's okay. I know how hard it is. You're going to get through it. And shout out to everybody in the Dead Dad Club. DDC for life, bitch. I actually might need to add a Dead Dad Club tier to the Patreon page. Just an exclusive tier. Maybe I'll play a voicemail from my dad for you guys in that special tier. Definitely for sure. Also, because Rogan had such a good idea for me, I'm going to start doing bong and movie Mondays. Bam, bitch. You've already, our first episode already dropped this past Monday, but you'll be able to listen to a movie companion episode every Monday. You'll also be able to see the video if you subscribe to Patreon. I will be videotaping myself watching movies every Monday. Movies that I love, classics, horror, comedy, some action films. If you guys have suggestions, please email them to sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. And if I pick your movie selection, I will give you a shout out on the podcast. So check that out. It's BAM, Bong and Movie Mondays, #BAM on the interwebs. So I appreciate Joe Rogan for giving me that amazing idea. What a fucking great idea. I mean, the man obviously has great ideas. He's the leader of the pack. He is our Johnny Carson. He is our elk king. He is the damn enlightened monkey, and I am grateful for him. So I appreciate it. And if you guys are coming to me from New Fanville, I don't even know what New Fanville is. I meant to say new fans piling in from the Joe Rogan podcast. I appreciate you. Welcome to the craziness, to the Jessie Mayhem, to Outrage Jess. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. This is a new weekly show. Not the podcast, but we are starting to implement new episodes pretty much every day of the week. Wednesdays is going to be Weeds Day, so I'll be stoned as fuck. That's why my speaking is limited right now. We're going to do Bong and Movie Mondays. It just sounds like various ways and reasons for me to get stoned and to podcast, but I swear I'm not going to be stoned every day. Who cares? It's going to be Bong and Movie Mondays, BAM Mondays, regular Sharp Tongue podcast on Tuesday. Wednesdays is going to be our hilarious episode featuring Weeds Day. Thursday, who knows? Maybe I'll dig into the archives and do some throwback episodes. Maybe I'll interview people from decades of our past. You know, I know a couple people who I've become friends with. I'm friends with Urkel, y'all. And he has a name. It's Jaleel White, and he is just pleasant, hilarious, and a fun hang. Shout out to Jaleel. I can interview him. We can do just a couple fun throwback episodes. TBT episodes featuring some guests from the greatest era of our lives, the 80s and 90s, y'all. And Friday, we'll just do Fuck It Fridays. Who knows? But I'm excited for Bong and Movie Mondays and our hilarious Wednesdays and all the other days in between. Because now that we don't know what day it is, I think it's important that I give you guys more content so you can survive this thing. And so I can survive it too. Who am I kidding? This isn't all just for you. I obviously need to survive too. I'm a human. I'm a human first, and I'm an entertainer second. And those two things are, you know, they obviously need one another to survive, but I wake up, I'm a human, and then 6 seconds later I'm an entertainer. It's innate. It's built into my blood, but I also need to be entertained. And during the quarantine, movies and podcasts have gotten me through. And I said that to Rogan as well. Like, it was nice to be a fan and to, like, be entertained and to see it from the other side. And it's made me reassess what I'm putting out. It's made me want to put higher quality content out and to really connect with you guys more. And that's why I started the Patreon club that you can join and get more exclusive fun shit. And I'm able to do it. And we can have fun and I can do creative things and put it there for you guys. So all the video from each episode will be available on that Patreon. And also something fun that I've been doing on the side is that, damn, that was a loud ass breath. Did you guys hear that? I don't have COVID. I wouldn't be able to breathe that strong. I am making custom videos on the Cameo app. If you don't know what Cameo is, it's a fun app where there are celebrities, athletes, musicians, various people in the entertainment industry who create custom videos for their fans. So get Cameo on your phone, go to Jesse May Peluso and order a custom video. You send me a message of what you want me to do and you send it to whoever you want. I've been having fun. I just wish somebody a happy birthday today. I've been encouraging pregnant mothers. I've been congratulating mothers who gave birth. I've been yelling at husbands and wives and screaming at bosses. It's honestly been more fun having you guys allow me into your life than anything. So go to Cameo. You can order a custom video from me and make it fun. Make it fun for me. Please make it fun for me. You know, I want a challenge. The yelling at the boss is one of the more fun cameos that I've done. And there are some creative situations out there. Make it fun. You know, make it so that I have to go, oh man, I don't know if I can do this. And I don't mean like showing you my butthole. That's not the type of girl I am. I'm not setting up an OnlyFans account and I'm not hating on those girls. Do you? You know, if I could like emotionally pay my rent with my butthole, I would. I don't see anything wrong with that. And speaking of, I do have butthole candles available. So I guess I am kind of paying my rent through my butthole, but my butthole smells really good. I have candles that smell like vanilla and leather. Beautiful candles. If you go to jessiemay.com and you go to my store, you can order my butthole candles. They smell so good. And they're the kind of candles that men or women will like, where it's just a little bit of sweet and a little bit of earth, just like a butthole. It doesn't smell like shit. Let me clarify. It does not smell like shit, but it smells good. So go to jessiemay.com to order your butthole candle today. And today, we are going to be talking to one of my favorite stoner brothers from another mother. He's hilarious. He's got the High and Mighty podcast. He's got a whole bunch of podcasts. All he does is podcast. We both run MTV's Girl Code together. He was on MTV's Guy Code. He is so funny. He is a force of nature. He is built for quarantine. He's just out in his front yard in his flip-flops, smoking a blunt, chatting up with his neighbors from 6 feet away. And he decided to get stoned with me for a special hilarious / Happy Weeds Day episode of the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I hope you enjoy my interview with my dear friend, Mr. John Gabris. Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse May Peluso. It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up. This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary, a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty. You might cry. You'll probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry. I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Yes! We're doing it!
Wow, yeah. Real flakes trying to get together to do a podcast.
Look, it's crazy when you have all the time in the world to organize all of that. Takes an extra feat.
It fucks me up so bad. Like it's a Herculean effort for me to do literally anything at this point in my life. Like,
what have you been doing? Like, do you find it difficult to be in quarantine?
No, I find it easy. I find it difficult to be remotely productive. Like, I have one thing to do a day, like a podcast or like switch a light bulb, and I can't even fucking. It takes like all my motivation in the world to go for like a 1.5 mile run. Like, I just like build to it all day, do it, and then I'm like, yes, now I can just fuck around.
I've just been snacking like a son of a bitch. I've got a little fupa and actually a gunt. I just learned what that was.
Half gut, half cunt. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was a grunt, but I was wrong.
Ooh, yeah. That's it. That's a really bad situation. I've got one of those bad boys too. It's fucking quarantine. No one's coming out of here looking fucking shredded. No one's going to be pissed about that.
All of our truth. I mean, you dudes, you guys have been living your truths for the most part, but women, it's like that Chris Rock joke, you know. We have a lot of accessories that come along with being a woman from a day-to-day basis, and all of those quarantine. I'm like, just count your roots. Like, just look at your roots and see what's happening.
Yeah, call you fucking PBS because you pay PBS because, girl, she's got roots.
I like your vibe. I like your look right now. It looks really nice.
How's that for a
solid? Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, I quarantine suits me. I've been fat with messy hair and a beard like for the last 15 years. So everyone's going to come out of quarantine looking like me. Yeah. Every fat white dude.
It's very bright where you are. It's very, very bright. No, it's even professional.
I'm in the High and Mighty studios.
Oh, that's right. We still have to do your High and Mighty podcast.
Hey, now that I know you have the ability to get on mic and do shit like this, well, we can make it happen.
Happy Weeds Day. We're recording this on Weeds Day, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers to you.
Is that Wednesday?
Yes. Is it Wednesday?
I mean, it's definitely Wednesday, but I'm just confirming Wednesday's Weeds Day.
Yes. And I was confirming what day it is because I have been one of those people that wake up and I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what day it is.
Yeah. I can easily get like that in non-quarantine times. So it's a cakewalk for me right now. So my wife will be like, what day is it? I'll be like, I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah, who cares?
Who cares? I have to talk to Jessamy at noon-ish and then another meeting at 3. And that's all I have to do all day. And I cannot fucking wait for it all to be done. It's like, this will be the highlight of my day. And I dreaded doing it. And I'll be so happy when it's over. And this will be the most fun I have all day. I'm broken in this quarantine. My body wants to just be on the couch or in my chair playing video games. It doesn't want to do anything that requires thought or energy.
And I think that maybe that's what we need to do, you know, a little slowing down. Like a few people I've been talking to who have been expressing how they've been slowing down a little bit and learning how to slow down.
That's kind of what I should be doing, is sort of embracing the slowdown, because I'm like, what comes with the slowdown for me is like a fucking mounting wad of guilt.
Yeah.
So if I can remove the guilt, because it's from 15 years of this career where if it slows down, I'm start getting
panicking.
Broke. Yeah. And I'm start wondering how I'm going to pay rent and eat food.
But that's no way to live, you know, and I've been doing the same grind. Don't you think are you waking up from it a little bit like I am, where I'm like, I'm going too hard, too long, and too fast.
My wife and I, this conversation has been coming up a lot because I'm like, when this is all over, I don't know if I want to be like on the road 2 weekends every month for the rest. Like, as a matter of fact, the main thing that this, that I'm coming out of this is, granted, I am a 38-year-old married man. So for anyone who lives outside the cities, this is going to sound crazy.
But with a fox of a wife. You know, if you Google you, your wife comes up first.
Of course, dude. She's probably the fucking number one person saying that. Search up, keeping tabs on what everyone says about her. It's her and gay men who are like, let me just see if this guy actually has a wife. Let's see how beard like his wife is. But the we've been talking a lot about it, and it feels like, oh, what was I hustling? Oh, sorry, all the way back, Weeds Day. I really want a house now. I don't want to live in an apartment anymore now. And I'm starting to think, like, between Zooming like this and how unimportant my career is, I could probably live 45 minutes outside of LA and afford a home.
I thought you were going to say you could only survive for another 45 minutes on what you've saved and acquired up to this point. Like, damn.
No, luckily, because of podcasting technology and my wife works for a lovely, indestructible corporation. We are
pharmaceuticals?
No, media. So streaming. So we get to keep working so we can stay alive. But this really is making me point at all of my friends who don't live in LA, and then all of my wealthy friends who do live in New York and LA, who have homes. God, man, that shit hits. So, I mean, my apartment is a home. It's a beautiful, gorgeous apartment. I know not even a lot of people have that. So I'm very excited and privileged and all that jazz. But I want a fucking yard. I want a dishwasher. I want a grown-up fucking life, because this is pointing at, what if the next quarantine is 18 months? I need a fucking squat rack in my yard. I can't go like this again.
I need a chicken coop. I need a herb garden.
Yeah, dude. Herb garden. Grow my own fucking live rosin.
Zoot some goots in the backyard, bitch.
This is how we know it's a quarantine. Jessamy is holding up two roaches. Clearly, like, you have to be a little bit more scroungy in this time. You can't just toss those. Those got to stay in the ashtray, right?
Here's a tidbit about me. I love roaches, and they're all over my house. And I don't – there's a good 2.5 hits there. I hate wasting. I eat all my leftovers. I smoke my roaches right down to the fucking clip tip. It's just who I am. Like, I was built for – scavenging and being in quarantine, because I can save, I can penny pinch, I know how to get by on a little bit, but man, I'm missing some sushi.
I'm the same way, babe. That's how you know life is good, when your main concerns are like champagne problems, you know, where you're like, I just want to go to a restaurant, I just want someone else to make me a tequila cocktail, you know what I mean? And then you're like, okay, my life is good if that's my main concerns, right?
It really is. Like, this whole thing has made me realize the same thing, where I want a home and I want, like, llamas. Not that that was what you said, but I mean, basically it's what you said. That's what I heard. You want a backyard so you can put llamas back there. And I also, it's made me realize,
I want a llama with big, beautiful tits.
Yeah, I want a llama with a nice
I want a rack. Fucking stacked llama. I mean, if I'm going to have a llama, she might as well have fucking bombs, dude. If I'm going to have a fucking llama, she might as well be a fucking smoke.
If I'm going to have a llama, I want my wife to feel threatened.
Yeah, I want my wife to be like, you're spending a lot of fucking time with that llama out
there. You're like, yeah. That's where you think we're getting my milk, sweetheart? Why do you think I love the cereal? Because of all that llama milk. I don't even know if llamas make milk. They must. They're mammals. Anyways.
Even if they can't, I can make them. I can get milk out of them. That I know.
And we were both, before this, working on a podcast for Spotify.
Hell yeah.
It would have been a perfect time for it to be out.
Right. It would be a perfect time for it to be out. But it also was kind of germ heavy.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe not ideal for this timing. That's what it's kind of weird. Is smoking weed going to change? Are we all going to carry little glass filters in our purses and be like, oh, you want to split a joint? It's like, yeah, sure. Let me take out my little passet, put it in my filter and shit.
Yes. If you want to smoke, if you want to get in the rotation, you better come with some sanitation. Like, that's the only way you're going to get in.
I like that. But our old rules will apply. You'll still blow smoke up my asshole for me, right?
Yeah.
We've been doing that for 10 years. I can't.
That's how we do it.
I can't even. It doesn't even feel good to smoke anymore. I only like it. I almost just said I only take it in the ass now, which is, you know, multiple meanings.
That's how you take it. Like, the only way you're getting your blunt is if I boof it, and I'm going to boof. You're going to boof it, but I'm going to help you boof it.
Yeah. Without you, there's no boofing.
No.
I'm the boofie. You're the boofer.
What do you think about Trump telling us to boof bleach?
Oh, fuck, dude. I listen to everything that dude says, so I'm ready.
Do you really?
I spread my asshole in the tanning salon. There's a way we could get the UV lights into the body. That could be something we can look at. You know, we're researching how we could get bleach inside the lungs. We're thinking Jessime Peluso, Shark Tongue Podcast, Wednesday. She could maybe, you know, they're blowing it. The Chinese in Wuhan, they're blowing boofing. They're boofing the antibodies. Let's get boofing. I'm just saying. Cuomo wants no rimming. I'm saying, let's boof.
My face hurts.
I'm
so stoned. You said they're boofing the antibodies.
They're boofing antibodies. Pencey here, he's going to the Mayo Clinic, and he's going to be boofing antibodies into all the truth.
He's going to the Mayo Clinic, and I don't know what's there. Tuna on rye? Do they put mayo on it? What
mayo,
kind of clinic is it?
Great clinic, only for white people who don't like spice. They're just there for mayo. I love mayo. Put it on. The Mayo Clinic's great. I love burgers, French fries, as I call them, freedom fries.
I didn't know you did such a spot on Donald Trump.
I don't know why. It's because
you're high.
It's true. It partially that, but also it's because I'm like, you know, like just a slight upbringing path away from becoming him. Like, he's just fucking Queens trash that got money. I'm Long Island trash that still hasn't gotten money. Had I gotten a bunch of money for, like, had my parents been fucking mega wealthy, you might have me on your podcast going, Jessime, let me tell you something. Also, my dad, he is now dead, you know, DDC for life. Yeah, for life. From here on out.
Yeah.
No way out of the club.
Yeah, only one way out, the way our dads left.
Yeah. I'm going to have to.
We both just start crying.
I'm like, okay, time to fucking hold 12 iPhones in my brain to accelerate this cancer. But my dad kind of sounded like Trump. He would always be like, but he had that weird Long Island trash accent on top of like nasal something. Johnny, Cleet, Yerub. That's what he sounded like. Jonathan, what the fuck are you doing out here? Go to bed. It's so loud out here. So it's pretty easy to jump from that to Trump.
What did he do for work?
My dad, he worked in TV, actually. He was a grip for the news.
What?
In the city. Yeah. Fox 5, Channel 5 News. My dad was one of the, like, electrician grips for the 10 o'clock news. So he worked. My dad and my mom was a nurse, so my parents had fucking crazy hours my whole life. Like, they worked on Saturdays and Sundays. Like, nobody else's parents worked on Saturdays and Sundays. But we would be like, me and my brothers would be like, well, it's Saturday. Mom's gone. Dad's gone. We're here for 9 hours. What do you want to do? I'm 10. You're 8. And he's 4. Let's just go fucking ape shit. It's like, all right, well, let's go in the yard and hit each other with sticks for until we can order pizza.
You guys would be all alone?
Yeah,
well, I mean, we had each other, but still.
We had each other. It was a different time. And then also, like, we had grandparents, like, that would be there some days. But, like, by the time I was, like, in sixth grade, like, I mean, even younger, it really started. By the time I was in sixth grade, taking care of my brothers after school. Not, like, and taking care of doesn't mean, like, I'm cooking and shit. It means I'm, like, we're all just fucking around, but just there's no parent. We were like feral children. Like, we would be home alone for such swaths of time that we would get up into such insane. insane shit where my mom be like, what the hell happened while I was at work? I'd be like, well, we dug a huge hole. We put the youngest brother in it inside a hamper. And then, I don't know, we watched him from inside the house for like an hour, see if he can get out. You're like, oh, why is your brother's face all scraped? And it was all like experiments on the youngest brother. It'd be like, why is your brother's face all scraped up? It's like, oh, we put him in a laundry hamper. We put him in a laundry basket to see how fast we can get him going down the carpeted stairs. And head over head.
You remember that as a kid? I used to love that.
Dude, we used to do it without the basket. If you like kind of tucked your butt cheeks and used your hands a little bit, you could straight up slide down carpeted stairs on your ass. You know that move? Like
that's a boy move, girls. We used blankets and like, you know, our stuffed animals. We weren't going bare. We weren't bare assed in it.
Yeah,
bare
we were back. Raw dog. Me and my brother. I used to raw dog stairs. I'm out here raw dogging these stairs.
Are any of your brothers gay?
No, we're all straight.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, for now.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean,
yeah, I mean, quarantine's getting the best of me. I've been living with a woman. I'm ready to try something new.
You guys, do you and your wife normally spend a lot of time together, or is this a change in the relationship dynamic?
This is the most amount of time we've spent together in the 17 years that we've been dating.
what have you learned?
We've learned that we're both very laid back about each other's insanity, but it does eventually get to us. Both parties are, we're both very cool and very, but like, we really don't, she's always worked full time. I've always had the house to myself, and we both traveled for work a bunch separately. So we were always rotating who was home and shit like that. And it was really like one of the reasons our marriage worked so well is that we weren't doing, but now we've been like 40 straight days together or whatever it is, 40 plus. And it's the we have an apartment that has, I have an office in it, like a studio. So I spend the day here. She spends the day in the other half. And then like around 5 p.m., we run into each other in the kitchen and shit. And then around 5, 6 p.m., we like meet up and we're like, how was your day? Like we kind of still try to give me, because she has to work anyway. And I'm supposed to be doing something in here instead of just getting baked with fucking Jessamine. Is this live, by the way?
I would tell you. Can you imagine?
I just realized I put the sunglasses on because I was like, wait, video? Is this like streaming or something? Because my eyes are like, I didn't brush my teeth or like wash my face this morning.
You have a very like Native American Viking vibe.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm a little tan because I've been doing a lot of shirtless driveway blazing. And
God, your neighbors must love that.
Oh, my fucking neighbors hate me. You know, I live in an apartment complex and we share a driveway with the apartment complex next to us. So it's 21 other apartments share this driveway and I'm smoking weed shirtless or like doing kettlebell swings and goblet squats out there with no shirt on, just pumping fucking NPR podcasts and cranking out fucking dumbbells, making everyone in my building hate me. But I'm so aggressively charming. That I think people come out and I'm like the mayor. I've been living here for 8 years doing this. So it's not like I started a new behavior in the quarantine.
Right.
So they already kind of hated me, but now it's like, I'm like the fucking lightning rod. Cause because it's an apartment complex, a lot of people who live alone, they just step out and they're like, hi, and they just start talking to me. I'm like, oh, you're going apeshit inside there. But me and Tiff will be out there like at happy hour having a cocktail and I'll be smoking or whatever. And then all of a sudden, by the time our happy hour is over, there's like 11 neighbors all standing 6 feet apart from each other drinking, going like, isn't this fucking crazy? I got furloughed today. Like everyone trying to keep smiles, but it's all like, this is a fucking insanity, right? It feels like a natural disaster movie where we're all like out in the driveway constantly engaged with each other.
It does feel like that. It's really strange. And like, I just did Rogan yesterday and we were talking about, it was a lot of fun. We were talking about like the, I don't know, after all this, if we're going to have a road to go back to right away, if people are going to want to just go from hanging out in their front yard, 6 feet apart to being seated next to each other in a comedy club.
I think that's going to be the last thing that they allow to happen again. Like legally. And then on top of that, I think that's going to be, unfortunately for us, like live performance and movie theaters and events like that shit that you can watch from your house or listen to from your house, I think is going to have, like, even once it's legal again, is going to have like a real long curve to rebuild. But as some, like, there's a reason live music and live comedy still sells in an age where you can watch any one of your favorite comics, or you can listen to most of them, have thousands of hours of podcast recordings, but people still go see fucking Jessamay live. It's because live art fucking rules. There's a reason people still go to museums. Like, there's a reason why art live is something special. And we'll get back around to it. No matter how good Zoom or virtual reality or podcast audio gets, people will still eventually be like, dude, let's go see fucking Tame Impala live or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's still like a live thing is a live. I mean, the perfect example is in 2019, pre-COVID times, people go to see live podcasts.
Yeah.
200 people sit in a room to something that will be in their pocket 10 days from now.
It is wild.
I don't judge people for that, because there is an energy there, and that energy is undeniable. So we'll always have it, is what I'm saying. It's like, no matter how good tech gets, people are still going to want to fucking pile into the back of a bar to see some comic pop, you know?
I think so too. It's one of the oldest art forms. I mean, you go back to like Shakespeare and things like that. Like, it's existed for so, so long. And even, you know, gladiator sports were a form of theater. Barbaric one. But I mean, I guess the evolved version of gladiator sports these days is Brian Callen and Chris D'Elia on stage together.
Yeah, you know, comedy's interesting when those are the two most badass alpha dudes that we can find in comedy.
I love their relationship so much. It's makes so me laugh.
Fucking funny. Those guys are fucking hysterical about everything. It's true, because like sports is sort of like our gladiator combat, kind of in a way now. And
did you drop your joint?
No, my dick fell off. I think I've got to switch to indica. I think sativa makes my dick fall off.
It does. Now, that's a side effect.
I'm like you, babe. I'm like going through old, like, I'm like, oh shit, I have a Pax Era with an unused vape cartridge. It's like, dude, well, let's fucking start. I found the charger for.
I'm gonna show you the weed I got while you're.
Holy
doing
shit!
This.
Wait, hold up the cup you were just drinking.
Oh shit! Okay. Everything's falling over. Sorry, everybody.
Wait,
I'm
hold
stoked.
Up that cup you were just drinking out of. Oh shit.
Oh, so, nerds, mason jars.
We're cute. That's so cute.
Look at all my weed.
Holy shit. I wish I could. You have a good stash going.
I've got a really good stash. My people at Absolute Extracts got me lifted. They've got this really cool new green called the Farmer and the Felon.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, and it supports the Last Prisoner Project.
It does. It supports the Last Prisoner Project, which is a project that is campaigning and working on getting people out of jail.
Yeah, my 420 episode, I donated all the ad proceeds. I donated $420 in the name of all the guests, because they're doing great work, especially in a time now where cannabis is being deemed essential where it's legal, but prisons are like pandemic accelerators. It's like, get the fucking weed people out of there.
Get them out.
They could drop right into jobs in a very busy business sector.
And also the amount of taxes that are, you know, created from just the sales alone it's astounding.
The amount
know?
Of taxes I pay on weed alone should be enough to fucking take care of all the potholes in my neighborhood.
It really should. And also get all the schools pencils, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Can we fill the holes, like the educational and potholes that exist in the world, with just this that you can fucking grow in a yard? It's just crazy. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get it right. I really
I'm not
don't.
Sure. I'm not positive.
No,
I don't have the utmost confidence in government to begin with, and then in a government that seems like it's even more self-serving than any other previous situation.
Still bailing banks out and shit.
Yeah, it's like, please, someone save Shake Shack.
But I mean, do you think Shake Shack gave the money back because they were like, oh, we're about to get demonized by the public, or was it a move of moral?
No, it was clearly their feet being held to the fire. And arguably, who knows, maybe, I don't know. I don't fully understand. I'm sitting here telling you I'm a 38-year-old man who works from home in a tank top. Would it surprise you to hear I don't know much about business?
No.
So maybe Shake Shack that with that money would keep employees being paid or keep health insurance going. I don't know, but maybe it seems like a lot. I'm less concerned about Shake Shack's closing than like the mom and pop restaurants around Los Angeles. Mom and pop in quotes.
I know.
I don't know what that fucking means.
We don't want like pure corporate food. We don't want to consume all corporate food. Then it gets a little dicey. A little dicey once you start consuming food that is owned by corporations, which essentially are owned by people who are running bigger corporations. Like, it gets too much of a food monopoly at that point.
Yeah.
It's like,
just
you're not even eating food. It's chemicals. It's chemicals that are created by people who own companies who supply the chemicals. Like, it's all those fucking, there's like four or five rich white guys, sorry, that kind of are the evil doers of everything. And then it just trickles down into all of the other.
Yeah, it's like gas. It's like Kraft, Valdez, like Google. And it's just like, wait, what? Everyone? Sick, dude. Oh, that's great. So everyone's a fucking criminal all the way to the top. Love to hear.
Yeah, like,
love
cool. To see. That's why this needs to be legal everywhere, so we can just say, fuck it. Sit in our front yard in our flip-flops with our wife 6 feet away from our neighbors doing squat thrusts.
Fuck yeah, dude.
You guys don't have kids, right?
No.
Thank God. Can you imagine people dealing with that?
We're not positive if we want to have kids. We're pretty sure we don't. And this quarantine sort of like locked it up, if you will. We're like, you know what, babe? I must say, not too positive about this whole quarantine-y thing.
But do you ever think about aging and getting older and having, you know, that your own tribe?
Yeah, that comes up. Or like, what do you do when you're dying and you're 75 and you have no kids? Like, what does that feel like? You know,
it's really sad. Like, that's the one thing that sort of moved my internal clock meter a little bit when my dad was in the hospital and I saw how many elderly people were alone. And it just, on a selfish level, nobody wants to die like that.
Right. Right. You gotta make young friends. Yeah. Cause having a kid seems also crazy. And for so many reasons now too, like, I mean, I'm 40. I don't like, I just got out of like student loan debt. I don't know if I can like,
that's not all your fault. It's you're also, the system is broken when it
comes
to that.
And I choose to live in the most like expensive cities in America. So it's like partially it's definitely, you know, some decision-making faults here.
Yeah. Yeah. I can understand that for sure. You know, I've lived in the most expensive cities as well. But it's also the industry we're in. We have to sort of go to New York and to LA and places where we can swim in the river every fucking day to survive.
Yeah, just hold your head under the fucking river and hope for the best.
What I know you're a part of the DDC, and how did your dad pass away? I don't know if I know the story.
He died in 2011 from brain cancer. He had been fighting it for a while on and off, and then it just progressed pretty quickly. And he had already had one brain surgery that was supposed to buy him a couple of months and ended up buying him like a fair amount of time, like 12, you know, six. He like ended up living like 12 months when they, or 12 to 18 months when they thought he would only have another couple. So that was pretty exciting to find silver linings and all that. It was like, he died like 3 months before my wedding, which was just like the craziest part. Maybe for the best, because he wouldn't have been able to go. He was in hospice for like the last few months. You know what I mean? Like, it would have been weird.
Yeah, it would have been weird. It probably, you know, logistically would have been difficult, and also emotionally. You know, what did you do? Did you do anything to sort of have his presence there in some way?
Yeah, we mentioned him we mentioned him in the ceremony, but the one way we honored him was me and my brothers had never been anywhere outside of the country because my mom never flew, but towards the end of her, my mom's also a cancer. Well, not also a cancer survivor. She's actually a survivor because she's alive still. But my mom also had cancer. She survived. She got a new lease on life, and she's like, let's start flying everywhere. So, but she's afraid to fly, so she can only fly 3 hours. So we started going from New York to the Bahamas to Aruba to Puerto Rico. It was a blast. But we'd never been overseas anywhere as a family. My dad, his stepdad is off the boat from Berlin, from Germany, moved here when he was like 18 years old, met my dad's mom. And my dad was culturally German and raised us like culturally German because he didn't know his real dad. So Gabrus is like Polish or whatever, but his stepdad was German. So he went with my grandpa to Germany towards the end of my grandpa's life. And they saw his childhood home and they saw the bar he used to hang out in. He went to the old military base. He saw all this crazy shit. So me and my brothers made a pact. So when he passed away, me and my brothers just like fast tracked my bachelor party and we went to Oktoberfest in Munich to Germany. And was both my brothers and three of my best friends. But it was me and my brothers all our first time leaving the country, like going to Europe. And we did it like to the one place my dad went. So that's like how we, and then we made a pact that each one of us for our bachelor party has to choose an outside the country destination so that we make sure we don't, like my father who passed away, only having traveled outside the country once, we were going to beat that. So yeah. We have, because my middle brother got married and we went to fucking Amsterdam. He's broke. So we'll see where he chooses for him. It'll be like fucking like Bosnia. Like we'll be in like some weird, like who knows what kind of tour. I'll be like, Jason, what is this shit?
You're going to be in the place they filmed Hostel.
So Stone just said. I'm like, this looks familiar. Is this where they shot? And all of a sudden like a fucking snake bites me. We didn't get along great. We had our issues. I moved out as soon as I could after college because I didn't like living with him and my mom. It was a hassle. But he instilled a lot of great qualities in me that I now, as an adult, can like look back upon. But I hated it when I was a kid because he was all strict and everything was like super strict about him. And I've obviously since wildly rebelled from all that as soon as I could. But in hindsight, having like a strict upbringing has, I guess, give me some positive traits at this point in my life. I don't know.
How was he strict? Was he like, would he like smack you guys around?
Yeah. Thousands of rules, all weirdly. I had to call him sir until I was like 10. And then I had to answer the phone, Gabrus residence, Jonathan speaking, until I was all the way through high school. And like, we didn't have cell phones. So my friends and girls would call the house and I would have to answer the phone, Gabrus residence, Jonathan speak. And they're like, hi, John, or hi, Gabrus.
And because you said you were raised like culturally German. Is this what you mean? Like a very strict.
I mean, this is certainly part of it, but also like Jägermeister at holidays and German cheers and lots of alcoholism and light racism. but yeah, it was very, very strict. We had to like make our beds every day. We got like, I was grounded for such huge chunks of my high school experience. Like, it was a fucking nightmare.
And what were his redeeming qualities?
He was like super smart and sarcastic and funny and a ball buster. And he gave me like those skills and also made me like immune to bullying because I was being bullied the hardest at home. So like going into school, like when I was in like a kid, I went to like an all black school, black and Hispanic school. And I was just like this fat little white kid with hammer pants and a crew neck giant sweatshirt, like knockoff made in fucking, you know, like the Giants is spelled wrong and shit. And I would just get, everyone had starter jackets and I had a fucking Apex jacket. Everyone had Reebok pumps and I had Spalding pumps. Like all my shit was from like fucking Marshalls and irregular and shit. And
hey, then, like, don't you dare knock Marshalls.
Marshalls
don't
is
you dare.
Marshall's is great until your mom's like, I heard you wanted a Fila shirt to fit in at school. Well, here's one with like one long sleeve and one short sleeve. Have fun.
Fila.
Yeah, here's a shirt where it's printed wrong. So you have a tag on the outside. Deal with it. No one at school is going to make fun of you. Here, your aunt made you a fucking puff paint crew neck with a yin yang on it. I dare you to wear this to school and just be absolutely roasted by the older black and Latino kids and every kid.
I'd rock some puff paint. Yo, I loved puff paint.
Bro, of course you would be like, because that's the best way to get any design you wanted. You're like, sick, I love ninja movies. Now I have a yin yang sweatshirt. I think this will help me fit in as I'm a 12-year-old in school. Everyone's like, yo, you fat white motherfucker. What is this shit?
I'm a shirt designer now because I have puff paint.
My aunt made this for me at the Unitarian church that she goes to. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God. My whole face is hurt the whole time we've been talking. What are you puffing on now?
This is a pod tone vape. Shit. I don't know if you've seen these yet, Jessamay. I'll hold it up to the camera.
It sounds great.
I have no idea where the camera is.
Pod tones. Does it make it beep when you hit your dosage?
No. It doesn't have that, but it's can you see the flavor?
Yeah. What's the flavor? On. Pussy?
Let me find it. Oh, it's right here. Sorry. I'm so fucking high.
Up. I can't even, up is the flavor?
Yeah, they name it with the effects. So there's up, there's fun, there's chill, and there's dream.
Where's finger? They should name one finger.
That's what fun is. I just cross it off. So in case you smoke it, and then when you take a hit of this, Jessamay, I peel it off and go, bad news, you smoked the finger one. And you're like, finger you? And I'm like, oh shit, this backfired. This back finger.
Your back is about to be on fire after I boof it with a blunt.
This has got Keith in it. I hope your asshole's ready.
Best part of waking up is putting Keith in your butt. I have been asking everybody, because we're all in quarantine, I've been asking all my friends and guests what are a few different ways we can tell our listeners and Patreon subscribers what they can do to thrive in quarantine. Some things maybe you've done, or some suggestions, like maybe three things you think people could start to implement, maybe for their relationship, maybe for their career, personal, whatever you think.
I would like recommend anything that makes you feel like you've completed something, but I also understand how difficult that is in a time like this when your just brain is mostly handling the fucking between light to heavy trauma that is currently happening in the world around you. But if you can set I'm a big fan of momentum. So I think if you do a couple of little things, it gets easier to do more and more things. So I like to set the bar low and with shit that and with shit that would appeal to me. So I have like things in my to-do list, like set up circus lights in office or set up Christmas lights in office. It's taken me 3 days to do it, which is literally plugging something in and putting it across the top. But once I do, my office will be a cooler place to hang out in and blaze. That's something I want. So I'm also like, all the skills I'm learning are all like the small, like I'm doing Duolingo Spanish every day. It's like tiny little things that make me feel like I'm completing shit. And this is specific to me and maybe more specific to fellow freelancers who's had everything dry up at the time. So you're having a hard time being like, it's hard to write comedy if you don't have any upcoming gigs or pitches or anything. You know what I mean? It's like, it's hard to crank out new jokes if you don't have a tour coming up or a chance to work them out on stage. But you can find these small little things that make you feel successful or small little skill. Here's a small couple example. My wife really misses getting massages. Guess what? I've had to start massaging this bitch.
Well, right? you got big strong man hands, so you better.
Yeah. So I've been learning. I've been doing a lot of feet while we watch TV, which is like good for me because I can get stoned, get distracted, and like kind of like mesmerize myself as I'm like, oh, right, I've been rubbing your feet for 20 minutes. She's like, please don't stop. But I was saying how when this is over, I'm going to get a pedicure. And she was like, I can give you one. And she cut my toenails, shaved my fucking, you know, emery boarded my heels and moisturized my feet for me. And I was like, that's the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me in my entire life. You know what I mean? I'm like, I understand how gross and weird that is. So I appreciate what you did so much. And it's these small things that make us. Oh, and the other thing I've been getting into, fucking like skincare.
Wait, what? I think I honestly, you rubbing her furry, okay? Yeah. The amount of love that your wife has for you.
Oh.
That she emery boarded your fucking callus, your foot callus. You better rub that bitch's feet in quarantine and beyond.
Oh, I know. Dude, I'm telling you, she fucking, it was
like. Did she clean under your nails too?
No, but she got rid of my nails. Yeah, she pushed my cuticles down. She pushed my cuticles down too. She's a fucking hero.
She is a hero. That's all I had to say.
Are you kidding me? There was like a fucking Parmesan mountain on the fucking floor after she was done. I was like, don't accidentally spill this in the orchiette, baby.
Oh my God, that's so gross.
Yes, it is.
But I really, you honestly though, you've made a really great point too. And this is a behavioral tactic. I don't know if you're even knowing that you're doing that, but you're smart, so maybe you do. Achieving smaller things is a great way to reinforce yourself out of procrastination. So
hell yeah.
That's awesome.
I'm a king of that. Here, I'm holding up my insane to-do list.
A to-do list is great.
But if you see it, it has stuff like return Nike shorts or like print return label, mail out. You know what I mean? Like, so that way I have like, it starts to feel good as you check shit off. And then it's like, if you have like fucking buy beard trimmer, you know, trim beard, a manscape, this, all of a sudden you're like, I'm checking shit off. When the next thing is like, learn how to roll a joint or like make a blah, blah, blah. That check comes in very hot and very easy.
It's good to see your progress. What's your number two item of choice to help people in quarantine? Something else that you're doing?
I recommend like deep diving on one of your own hobbies. Like as a weed smoker, one thing I've always wanted was to get a volcano. So as soon as the quarantine hit, $700 tabletop vape. And I've been using it and to try, because I knew my weed consumption was going to go up and I really prefer flower to oil. So I was like, how can I get flower vaped healthy? It's going to be smoking way more. I don't want to have to go out because now my wife's working from home. I can't really just burn J's in the house all day because it's like she has work that's like unfair.
Who cares?
I don't want to go out to the fucking porch every 5 minutes because I live in an apartment, so I have to interact with people every time I do that.
Right.
So with the volcano, I could stay in my office. So I've been fucking around with that inspire him, or like read every article about him and then see all the movies that he loved, or people who love him, and you know, just expand your horizons of something you already have. I think nostalgia is a big part too. So I've been playing video games with my high school buddies, playing the same game we used to play like 8 years ago online. We're like, let's just play it again. And it just feels good to be. And Tiff and I have been watching like exclusively 80s and 90s movies. There's something about the nostalgia where there's no technology, no COVID-19, no president who's saying shine lights in each other's buttholes. So like you feel like it feels good to watch those nostalgia pieces as well. Didn't Tom Brady like burn, have to go to a lot? Didn't he like get burns on his perineum from doing that?
He burned Gisele Bündchen's pussy hole with opening his eyes because pure UV light comes out of Tom Brady's eyes and his dick hole. That's a fact.
That's what happens. That's what happens if you don't eat nightshades.
That's exactly. Okay, so how about one last thing for the relationship to keep it a spicy or surviving in this time?
Ooh, that's good. That's good. I say, like, again, not to go back to to-do lists, but have a conversation with your partner and be like, hey, what shit we've always talked about doing but like always felt like weird or not the right time? Let's fucking make it happen. And if that means like, let's make an epic tray of nachos together, or it means let's try pegging. Like whatever, whichever it is, it's like, now's the time. Like, let's try You know, we've always wanted a standing 69. Let's go for that. You know what I mean? Let's go. Yeah. Exercising together, going on a long walk, something that where you're like, it's two birds, one stone. If you have the privilege, like you don't have kids or whatever, and you and your partner can just go out for a long walk, that's something that's nice because it's like both get you outside, get your vitamin D, get you walking, and kind of forces you to not be on your phones or screens for an hour with each other.
Absolutely.
Where are like a lot of very, like, very forward conversations where I'll be like, I'm kind of just going to blow off for the next 3 hours. Let me know if you need anything, but I'm going to just be reading in my office, like, AKA, like, give me some alone time. Let me know if you need my help with anything. And same with her. She's kind of like, I'm sort of busy. And then I'm going to just talk to my friend later on the phone. And I go, got it. You know, like, we're very forward about that. I'll be like, I'm doing a podcast tonight. So can you find something to do? You know what I mean? Like, we're feeling good about leaving each other alone.
Yeah, that's good.
It's just dialogue, really.
I think you have some new suggestions. There's been a couple people who've been mentioning like getting things done, but I think your point of smaller achievements will provide a more momentum towards anything you want to do. Yeah. And grouping that in with learning something, because you're also in your small achievements, you said you're doing Duolingo, which is dope. I have that too. And I forgot that I had it. I'm gonna start using it now.
Doing Duolingo. I've been trying to meditate, and let me show you something else.
Oh God, is it going to be your butthole that is bleached? Please let it be your bleached butthole. He's going into his closet. What the fuck?
What are those? That's right. These are Filipino fighting sticks.
Holy, oh God, something broke.
These are technically padded because these are my training ones. And here in the office, I will get stoned and I'll put on YouTube tutorials on Eskrima, which is Filipino stick fighting. And I will practice.
This is the biggest difference between a lot of people. Like you say you're not doing anything, but you got fucking Filipino fighting sticks.
Yeah, but you articulate to my wife how me learning Filipino fighting sticks is going to help us purchase a home and have a stable future.
That's true.
That's where I run into some things. Oh, you mean when I haven't returned the treatment that Comedy Central asked me for? Like,
that's very true. When
I have a vision, but I've mastered the six-way strike. Like, I'm running into some problems here.
Well, I mean, you did mention to have a to-do list with your loved one as well. And I think those are fucking great ideas. I think you and I should do one more blast off before we leave here. And do you want to tell my friends and fans where they can find you? Where can they find you?
This is for your fans only. Your friends can go fuck themselves.
Okay. All right.
I'm at Gabrus. I'm at Gabrus on all social media. My podcast is called, I have two podcasts called, one's called High and Mighty and the other's called Action Boys. Action Boys is a Patreon podcast about action movies. We have a bunch of episodes. I understand it costs money, but if you go to our page at actionboys.biz, we have like six episodes listed for free. Find out if that's your thing.
That's nice. That's nice. And I'll be on High and Mighty at some point when we get our shit together.
At some point in the near future, possibly not next week's episode, but the week after.
Well, I'll put it on my to-do list.
You better, babe.
John Gabrus, this has been a delight. Get back to rubbing your wife's feet, flipping your stick, and pulling your nuts out in your front yard for your neighbor's viewing pleasure.
Flip my stick, rub my feet, and fucking you tug my nuts. You got it. You heard Jessamy, baby.
Thanks
for having me on. Talk soon.
Hopefully our podcast will sell.
Yeah, we'll see.
Bye.
Well, bye.
Bye.